0.
$500,000 to Arizona to defend their tough immigration law. How about those 10 Russian spies? They've been deported after their New York guilty pleas. It was kind of a swap. We'll dive into that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Do you believe it? We're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend. On Sunday, I can tell you that I'll be plopped somewhere watching World Cup soccer. Why? Because it is the finals, my friends. Do you believe it? It's been a month that we've been talking about World Cup soccer, and I have to admit, I really got sucked into this whole thing. Disappointed the USA is not there, but how exciting for the Netherlands and Spain. So who better to bring back on this show? He started it off for us, our soccer analyst, Tom Gulley. Hey, Tom, how about this final setup for Sunday? Two virgins, if you will.
Yeah, it's a big final at first because we're going to have the exclusive club of nations that have won the World Cup. We'll have a new member. Spain and Netherlands have never won. Spain playing in its first final ever. The Netherlands playing in the final for the third time, but the first time they haven't had to face the host nation of the World Cup. And, you know, there's a lot of other firsts. It'll be the first time a European country has won the World Cup, not on European soil, and all sorts of other little trivial things. But it ought to be a really great final.
Overall, what would you say? 3 million people attended. Altogether, they think 3 million for the World Cup, and then the ratings were really, really high on a lot of the specific games. What do you think overall of what this World Cup has been? Where would you rank it? Has it been? I know you're a soccer fan anyway. You'd watch it no matter what, but where would you rank the stuff that we've been seeing?
Well, I think it's been a very, very interesting World Cup because there's been some, you know, things that don't really involve the game itself, you know, the vuvuzelas have been, you know, a big subject of controversy, and the ball is a subject of controversy, but there's been some really, really great matches, and I think overall it's been a super World Cup. I think that there's been some very poor officiating, and I think for the United States it was a World Cup where they did what they were supposed to do. They really probably could have gone farther, and it would have been nice if they did, but I think this is the World Cup that really got more people, general sports fans, interested in the United States team than any other.
Yeah, I would say that, absolutely. Something about the team, Dempsey, Bradley, all of them combined, I noticed where I live in my own hometown, they were actually piping it out onto the sidewalks outside of a couple of restaurants, and I thought, wow, that's really big. I know this is Team USA and everything, but this is big because they're playing all the games no matter what, and people are actually paying attention. And as I said, it kind of sucked you in, and maybe it was some of those storylines, getting upset at the officiating, learning what was actually going on. And you know what? There was a lot of other sideshows to this. You had Bill Clinton hanging out with Mick Jagger. And it's like the Super Bowl when they show celebrities or they talk about who's in the stands or who was this guy. And there's a lot of crazy politicians from all over the place. And I think there's some kind of eye candy to it as well. Do you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I think also the way that the U.S. played and kind of the shocking goal we got against England and then, you know, playing, coming back from a 2-0 deficit, you know, and the disallowed goal against Slovenia and then against Algeria, leaving it till the very, very last second. I think it just got people excited, and it was really nice to see not only the attention, but the team perform up to expectations so that the anti-soccer crowd couldn't go, oh, great, you know, the U.S. fails again.
Bob Bradley, do you think Bradley comes back or because he kind of sidestepped that question.
He did, and I think he will be back. I think he was basically trying to not create any political problems with the U.S. Soccer Federation, and I don't think there's any question that he'll be back if he wants to be.
All right, so break this down for us. When you, first of all, just if you have to pick a team, who do you like? Do you like the Netherlands or do you like Spain to win this?
Well, here's the deal. If you know, Spain beat Germany, made them look really average. Now, Spain has lost two very giant matches in the last year, and one was to the United States, and one was to Switzerland in their first game at this World Cup. And the recipe for both of those wins, because Spain should have won both of those games on paper, was those teams pressured Spain every second of the match all over the field. That's what the Netherlands did to take down the tournament favorites, Brazil. I really think the Netherlands is going to come out and play soccer. I think most people would tell you Spain will win. I am going to take the Netherlands.
And you think it's going to be a tight match? I mean, we're going to see it pretty tight, one goal difference maybe?
I don't think so. I think that these teams might play cautiously for the first 20 minutes or so, but at some point or another, one of them is going to have to, you know, come out of their shell a little bit. And the other thing is there's only been one World Cup final where the score was 1-0.
Really? I didn't remember. Only one time.
Just one time. And
wow.
I do not think it will happen tomorrow. I think both of these teams have way too much firepower.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, no question about that. And then we look down the road, because, boy, we have to say 2014. But the next time around, the World Cup is in Brazil, right?
That is correct. And the Brazilians are very, very, very excited about it.
No kidding. They're already, because we saw this with the stadiums, they're renovating like 12 stadiums they say they need. And they're working on the construction and all that sort of stuff. And, boy, that'd be a fun place to go and see the World Cup, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Without question. You know, they've won it more times than anybody else. They're, you know, extremely passionate about the game. And it's kind of like the end of the Olympics. You know, there's always the talk of where's the next one going to be. And it usually involves some kind of thing about, well, they've got a lot of work to do. But in the end, they always manage to make it a, you know, a great spectacle. And I will say that the most successful World Cup that has ever been held in terms of attendance or money was the one that was held right here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, there was so much interest in it, too. Do you think, based on what we were just talking about at the top of this, that more Americans got interested in this, it seems, in this team and what was happening, all that stuff, do you think that this ultimately translates into soccer? I mean, why doesn't soccer – there are soccer enthusiasts and lots of kids play soccer and there's professional teams, but what does soccer need to do to really become big, to become like the fifth sport?
Well, I think the World Cup is an essential ingredient, and I think one of the great things that it needs to do was done by the U.S. at this World Cup, which is you've got Landon Donovan, and you've got Clint Dempsey, and you've got Jozy Altidore and Tim Howard, and some players that not only can the U.S. youngsters and fans watch play here in the United States, but they can also watch them play at the higher levels over in England and, you know, some of the nations in Europe. And I think that they have to start translating that into Major League Soccer, which continues to grow in number of teams and attendance and ratings. It's doing well. It's not spectacular, but it's doing well. But I think we need those homegrown stars to give, you know, the American fan and the American young player someone to look at and say, wow, I want to be that guy, or I want to, you know, do what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it's about. I mean, that's in any sports, the kids wearing the jerseys, whether it's baseball or football or NBA or hockey or any of that kind of stuff. All right, Gully, I'll be watching. You say the Netherlands. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Oh, always. Does such a great job and gives us some good insight into soccer. Coming up on the flip side, too, by the way, we're going to let you hear one other prediction about who could win the World Cup for 2010. And also odds and ends as we've barely scratched the surface, my friend. Stay with us.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh.
And turn the front door on. Such a layup question of sorts. You know, often on America Tonight, we like to do our contests, and our prize pack, by the way, is just phenomenal. It's bulging out of the closet because we didn't have a winner through Nail the Score and through some of the other things we did with the Triple Crown. But who knows what the future holds. We're coming up on football season once again. I can't do a giveaway with this one because you got two teams, Netherlands or Spain, and no doubt somebody would nail the score, I'm thinking, because of how low scoring I believe it will be, even if it's 4-3 or whatever it is. You heard Tom Gulley, the soccer analyst here on ATN, pick the Netherlands. And he thinks there's going to be a lot of offense because of the firepower of both teams. Well, here's what Roberto Martinez said.
Spain probably has gone through more experiences throughout this World Cup to find a way to break things down. And playing against the European side, Spain looked the stronger option.
Ooh, all right, Spain. Notice, though, he is Spanish, and he is announcing for the Spanish team. 46.7 million people live in Spain, and they'll be going crazy, just like the people in the Netherlands will be. So it's either one or the other. Sunday, the game is at 2 p.m. straight up Eastern time. Wonder how many Americans will be watching that. Oh, if it had been Team USA, it would have been sky-high ratings. If they had gotten through and made it to the World Cup finals, it would have been absolutely incredible. So the field of 32 teams whittled down to just the two who have never won the World Cup, the two teams I mentioned, and which one of them will actually come away with the cup could be some, I think, interesting soccer to watch. You know, I'm not much of a soccer fan, but I got really sucked into the World Cup and certainly with our boys, but I've watched a bunch of the others as well. We'll definitely talk about it and tell you who the winner was, certainly on Sunday, if you don't choose to watch any of it. All right, let's jump to odds and ends here on America Tonight. As we head into the weekend, a couple of interesting things happen. Actually, what I would term a lot of breaking news. Now, with the drilling moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico, because of all the other platforms that are out there, the White House or the Obama administration quickly filed an appeal to try to lift a judge's ruling in New Orleans, if you remember, for the moratorium to be lifted. So now they lost again. This time there was three judges in a bid to maintain the six-month moratorium on the deepwater drilling period. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said no dice to the emergency requests. It was denied, they said. The judges say it was denied because, check it out, the government failed to show a likelihood of irreparable injury if the stay is not granted. The government also made no showing that there is any likelihood that drilling activities will be resumed pending appeal, which that's like a throwaway, ridiculous line, I think. Because, of course, they're going to start drilling if they can. There's too many people that are sitting idle, not working, who are chomping at the bit to be working, and there are platforms where they will definitely start to drill. And we go back to this whole blame game thing again. As who do you blame for all this nonsense as we head into, you know, the 82nd day of the spill and the tar balls that are really honestly starting to show up on the beaches? I said this right from the very beginning. Ken Salazar, who had massive ties to the industry anyway, has really been the guy who's blown this, I think. And for the administration, he's blown it. If I were Obama, I would have pink slipped him almost immediately. You know that whole old saying about give enough rope to hang yourself? Well, he's had plenty of rope, and he screwed up right from the very beginning because he wasn't on site right away. Instead, he was busy whitewater rafting in the Grand Canyon, so much so, and it was such a disaster that they had to airlift him out with our taxpayer dollars, however much that costs. So regardless, I think he's the one who screwed up, and he should have really been down the throats of the people who worked with him and for him, and he didn't do it. And now it's all about backtrack. But the Interior Secretary stands, and he says he's going to issue a new order to block deep water drilling. He's going to forge ahead, regardless of how the court ruled, which they lost this battle, and oil companies have not resumed drilling because of the legal uncertainty. So the idea is, yes, they want to get back to drilling. Yes, they want to do that. They went over one hurdle. But with the cost to operate a platform and to drill, they won't do it until they know that the last hurdle's been cleared. So Salazar can do that. He can apply for emergency relief if he can show that drilling by the rigs has commenced or is about to commence, if that makes any sense. So here's what the scoop is, really. This goes all the way down to August 30th. That's when this whole thing will explode, if you will, again with this appeal. They'll expedite this one, and we're talking about, what, 6 weeks from now or 7 weeks from now. So the moratorium was actually imposed after April 20th. Do the math. And by the time this whole thing goes through, who knows, maybe it'll be the 6 months anyway. So my question is, what has been done differently in the 6 months? What's been put together during this moratorium to make things, quote, safer? And I'm going to bet nothing. A few people got shuffled around, but I'm going to bet there were no more checks, no more safety checks. New regulations certainly aren't on the books at this point. And the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, is, you know, he said, look, the court's decision it has definitely done one thing. It's created a de facto moratorium, and he's saying that because of the uncertainty, it's going to cost the state maybe 20,000 jobs. And Jindal says what I agree with, that you want drilling to be done safely, okay? You don't want another spill, of course. Who was going to say that? You don't want that to go into the to the wetlands or go onto the coastlines or any of that nonsense. But the problem is you have too many people that belly up to the bar and live off of oil, especially in Louisiana. There's no slowdown. It's just boom, you're done. Boom, it's cut off. And that's a problem. So now you've got these 6 months. It shouldn't take them 6 months to make sure safety measures are in place. For goodness sake, how long does it take to, because you have experienced people on the staff supposedly, right? Whether you're talking about Salazar on down, that know how to get on these platforms and check the safety issues that we're talking about. But I guarantee you that hasn't been done. It would be easy to kick them into place and then follow the current regulations anyway, and I bet you anything it hasn't happened. And how many oil firms are you talking about and how many platforms are you talking about inspecting? We're talking about the deep water ones, and then that means, you know, 30-plus. So for all intents and purposes, everybody's kind of frozen. It's like they're in this weird cocoon, stuck, and they cannot get out of the cocoon. And it's really killing the economy. A lot of that isn't discussed enough, I think. All you have to do is go down there or talk to people who've been down there, make a few quick phone calls. You could open up the Yellow Pages and start calling some of the restaurants, some of the hotels, and you'll find out on your own. I mean, they're like practically giving away the farm to get people, in some cases, to go to the resort areas where they've been hit with the oil sheen because nobody wants to, frankly, go there. All right, enough of the lecture on the oil deal. Lifting the moratorium, what say you, America, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, feel free, 800-259-5791. You might have a different point of view. You might say, screw it. It's all about safety, and if it takes longer than 6 months and these guys can't get their act together, oh, well. It has to be safe after what happened in this British Petroleum spill. Another big story is what is going on with the switch off, the swap, if you will, with the Russian spies. How crazy is that? They get deported after pleading guilty, and it's kind of a weird swap. 10 for 4 in exchange for 4 people convicted of betraying Moscow to the West. Yeah. So the spies left the Big Apple for Moscow just hours after they were in court. Their family gets to go with them. They can't take any of the possessions, the houses, all that sort of stuff. That's crazy. I'm going to tell you why this is even more interesting when you talk about the relationship between Washington and Russia coming up on the flip side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Come away with me in the night.
Hey, since we are heading into a weekend, a short week for a lot of people coming off of the 4th of July celebration, so maybe you got to catch up on laundry. I don't know. Run some errands because you didn't do anything over the 4th of July weekend. Some of you expressed that in your emails to me. Speaking of that, coming up at the end of the hour, we will hit the mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net on any of this stuff, whether it's spy versus spy, the drilling moratorium, what's going on with the oil spill, cleaning up the leak, and the suspicious timeline, or any of the other things that we talk about as we zig and zag all over the place. Coming up in our last hour on America Tonight, we have our cheap movie review. Actually, there's some interesting movies out. One called Despicable Me that might be kind of a kids movie, cartoonish movie that has adult overtones. You know what I'm talking about? It's like when you go to Shrek. You take a kid to Shrek and he watches it, and then you watch it, and, you know, you're watching it together. You come away with different things, because I think a lot of the sarcasm flies over their heads. But this Despicable Me looks like one of those kind of movies. Then there's a movie called Predators that might be pretty good. That's a Robert Rodriguez flick. And The Kids Are All Right is another one. But we're going to review those in the final hour. Right now, though, we're talking about the spy versus spy thing. Seems to me like it's a lot of work. I don't know. You're taking all these years to, first of all, uncover these spies who have assimilated pretty much in the burbs, and they've got invisible ink, and they have a certain way of encrypting things into websites and communicating with wireless laptops and all that sort of stuff. So the question is, was any of the information useful? What did the information yield? Anything whatsoever? I mean, we don't know. It happened, bada bing, boom, and they're gone. So there's this big switch. We'll give you your 10 for our 4. And this investigation was supposedly about deterring the spies from coming to the United States. And it wasn't about having some kind of a bargaining chip with the Russians. The Russian government will most likely hold these agents up to be sort of heroes, I would assume, through the eyes of the Kremlin, and this will just go away. This is just, boom, this is an embarrassing incident. Who cares? The relationship with the U.S. is intact. If you have listened to anything coming out of Russia, I think we've talked about it a few times, I'll call them the independent rags, the newspapers, and some of the more, for Russia, liberal commentators are scoffing at the lack of results of the spy ring. And that's what I'm saying. What did it yield? Was there any big secrets that were uncovered? Was there anything the U.S. learned that was valuable information or you know, what they could gather from the stuff that was being sent back? Or was it just a bunch of crap that was sent over? I went to a cocktail party and I met George Soros, who's very opinionated, and it seems like he's dumping a lot of money into the Obama campaign. I mean, what kind of stuff were they getting anyway? And that's what these commentators in Russia are saying on the other side of it, that they had low level training, so no biggie, boom. But they were pretty quick to pull the trigger on the switch. You know, boom. They're in the, again, I keep saying that, but that's what it was like. The defendants are there. They raise the right hand. Okay, do you saw this? Okay, bye. See ya. Adios. Take the t-shirt with you that says I love New York on it. And they're done. They answered, you know, their answers were short. They were kind of scripted. In unison, they went down the line almost like an assembly procedure. Just boom, boom, boom. And that was it. And the one sexy spy, Chapman, her name was, she had her, because that's who everybody was talking about in New York. She pulls back her red hair, and they're watching every movement in the courtroom. And that was it. They're gone. And their families get to go with them. And I was mentioning that before we stepped aside. Not the houses and the cars and all that is, they don't get anything from that. But the U.S. Department of Justice is saying that some of the 4 prisoners on the other side of this are in poor health, and they had done some pretty lengthy time in a prison. 3 of the 4 were accused by Russia of contacting Western spy agencies while they were working for the Russian or Soviet government. And there's not much on the deal. There's not much information that you can really, I think, obtain about this, even with the best of sources. They kind of really shut this thing down. They're just shuffling it off as if it, hey, this was great. We uncover this, boom, and that's it. So the U.S. sends a warning to other governments that might be interested in doing the same thing. This is the thought of the Justice Department. Don't you dare come here, because if you try your invisible ink or try to encrypt things into various websites, we know about that sort of thing, and we'll find a way to get you with your false passports and secret code words and fake names and encrypted radio. Except for that the people that were here for the most part for a very long time. So is there a chill that's gone on as a result of this between Washington and Moscow or not? I'm going to say no. It's just going to go away like it did not happen. But I don't understand what we get out of this. You get the 4 back, but who are convicted of betraying Moscow. But what are you really learning? What are you getting out of this other than the show that, hey, we caught somebody? And I think that's what it's about. I think it was on purpose to say, oh, look, you know, hey, if you think that you're not safe here in the United States, just so you know, we're doing things like this. We busted up this spy ring, so don't think that we're not doing what we should be doing. We're here. We're working it. We're trying to figure out who's assimilating, what's going on. Look at what happened with Faisal Shahzad on another note where he tried to blow up a part of Times Square. We were able to get him. We got him at the airport. Now we get this Russian spy ring. We're all over it. And I'm not knocking down the agents who did their work. I'm saying it's suspicious as to what's release the information, tell everybody, but does it really make you feel like you're that much safer in the U.S. because this Russian spy ring was busted up? And I'm going to say, not really. Not for my money, no. Speaking of money, $500,000 is a lot of money to donate to the state of Arizona to defend the tough immigration law, because this is what happens. Now that you go through all these court costs, who pays for it? The state pays for it. And the taxpayers pay for the other side of it, the federal side of it. That means you and me. So you might not want to be part of Team USA versus Arizona, but you are because you're a taxpayer. Retirees and other people from all over the country donated that much money, half a mil so far, by chipping in with even $100 or less than that. 88% came through the Arizona Defense Fund's website. And that website with the donations really took a big hit this week. I mean, really soared in a positive cash flow way after the challenge on Tuesday, the federal government deciding to sue Arizona. So the governor's office showed that over 7,000 of the 9,000 online contributions were actually submitted by Thursday morning were made once the government did the filing. That's incredible. So that means that there were enough people that were furious that the government decided to pull out all the stops and sue Arizona that they were willing to cough up $10, $20, whatever they could, anything at all to help in this fight. And it came from all 50 states. The District of Columbia, too, Puerto Rico, 2,000 from Arizona, but from all these other places, I think that really says a lot about how the people feel over this illegal immigration problem. The willingness of thousands of Americans to contribute to this fund is, it's not shocking, but it's really, I think, puts things into perspective. A lot of people don't have that extra cash, but they're so furious that they're willing to help with this fund, knowing that Arizona has to have some money to continue to fight it, because that's what happens once it gets into the court system. Now, opponents of this law have been pushing that it's racial profiling, it's unconstitutional, because regulating immigration is all about the federal government. It's their duty, not the state's rights. And they're right. If the federal government for the past 5 decades had been doing their job, it wouldn't have come down to what's happened now in Arizona. But because the job wasn't done, Arizona had to do something or risk watching the infrastructure continue to collapse and disintegrate before their very eyes. And that's what really started to happen there. It's Arizona needs help, and people are willing to help because they're so upset by what they're seeing from the federal government. I mean, it's a mess, and it's a mess that all this money is going back and forth over this. So now this law enacted in April, which is supposed to take place July 29th, is the subject of no less than 6 lawsuits pending in a federal court. You got to think that there's probably going to be a stay here, and it's not going to kick in, but maybe not. Maybe not. Hang with us.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The show, do I say, send me your thoughts, throw in your two cents, flip me an email at americatonight.net, a ton, and you respond, so bravo, America, for the amount of email that I get, and some of it is just rip-roaring funny, some of it I can't read on the air, but it's just so hilarious, and I think I'm going to start to try to post an email section, a separate email section on the America Tonight website. If you go there now, like, we have a blog. I posted the 93-year-old mobster in his younger days, did a thing on that. And we've got Blunder of the Day and all kinds of really cool stuff and things you missed from the show. But I think we're going to have, like, the email of the day where we'll, or at least a couple of the emails of the week, the best ones, and we'll post them up there. Because then if they're jokey and there's stuff on there that we can't, that doesn't really translate when we're on the air, it'll probably work on the website. All right, without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Ooh. I don't know why. Every single time I hear it, I like it. I like hearing Bart Simpson's dad, Homer Simpson, I don't know. Let's go to Dennis McMahon's email. He always sends us a ton of email, intriguing stuff, too. Some of it very thought-provoking. He says, deal or no deal, this Russian spy case should result in a review of our entire immigration policy vis-a-vis present or former Russian countries. The floodgates of immigration from the former USSR have been wide open for years with virtually unrestricted access. Ironically, as the move to restrict immigration from our immediate North American neighbor. So true. I think overall, the entire immigration process is brutally flawed. Whether you're talking about student visas and, oh, it expired, who knows where the person is. The fact that the, and I know there are great techniques to do it, but the ways that immigration is being fooled with these bogus passports, there has to be other things that can be done to ensure who's coming through, but yet it seems so easy to play the I fooled you and got away with it game when people are getting through. I don't understand. You would think that this would be one of the key things that would be worked on. Okay, we've got experts. We know people who know what you're going to try to do to phony it up. And I know there's always bigger, badder ways to do it. But we've got people that know how to do that. So why aren't they working on this? And I'm not saying nothing's being done, but not enough is being done. You notice we're always playing catch up to whatever it is. It's like I say that on the Hill, the most frustrating thing is the lack of action because it's more about reaction. Like, I run a company. I want people to be proactive. I'd rather have solutions. I don't want to wait until everything is gone into DEFCON, mode until we're have our backs against the wall. That's no way to run a company, a household, any kind of an organization. So why are we constantly saying it's a familiar theme on America Tonight? You know, really, I would challenge you just – if you, let's say you're old school and you still get the newspaper, God bless you. There's some reporter in some town that loves the fact that you're still getting newsprint. So if you do that, pile up the stack of papers for a week, then go through and read your top headlines and tell me when you look at those stories, how many of them are about reacting instead of being ahead of the curve. So I'm not saying we're never ahead of the curve, but it sure feels like it's far and few between when we're able to toot our own horns over that. And so this thing with the Russians, what does it point out? We don't know actually what was learned, if anything, significant, except for really what Dennis has said, that our immigration policy, obviously we've got a lot of problems with it. If that many people were able to assimilate, get in, no problem, and they're doing what they're doing. Speaking of spy versus spy, that seemed to be intriguing to a lot of you. Brad writes in and he says, ridiculous, this spy swap. I don't understand, Kate. Was it a little bit of nothing? Were they amateur wannabe spies? Was it much ado about nothing? Was it a way to distract us? I don't understand why we even learned about it if nothing significant came out of busting up that spy ring. Well, there's your question. What significant came out of it? The Justice Department is saying, well, the thing that's significant is that we were able to get them. We were able to catch them and follow along and find out how they were doing it and what they were doing. But they were doing simplistic things. There are other things that are being done that I'm sure we're not even aware of. So we make a swap, but I still don't understand how we end up with the better side of this deal. And the Russians are going to, those people will just go back to Russia, everything will be fine, and it doesn't hurt the relationship with Russia, I don't think, because they're pretty much just throwing it off as, yeah, they weren't a big deal. They were almost like they were wannabes. They were on the first step of the ladder, and yeah, it doesn't, it's no big shakes. So we move on to Joe in Vermont, who says, what happened, Kate, with the duck boat in Philadelphia? I know you were talking about it on the last show, I think, and you were saying that there were two people missing. And a sad story there. They searched all over the Delaware river, everywhere they could, dredging the whole thing, and didn't find the 16-year-old or the 20-year-old that they were looking for from the boat. And the NTSB is asking anybody with pictures, cell phone pictures, whatever, who saw the thing happen when the barge hit the duck boat, because that boat sunk. And what happened was they stalled. They were trying to go up the ramp to go back on land, and they stalled, and the barges plowed into them. So some of the people were able to jump off the boat, and others eventually made their way off the boat. But I don't know what happened to those two people, because they couldn't find them anywhere in the scene, and they're concerned, but they had to call it off because of darkness. Now this has been 2 days, and boy, that's a sad thing, isn't it? And they're trying to figure out what exactly, piece it all together. How did this barge and the tugboat completely miss this duck boat? Because the duck boat was pretty visible. Eyewitnesses say clearly you could see it, so why didn't they see it? All right, we move on to Jake, who's listening to us, who frequently also, just like Dennis, emails us a bunch here on ATN. And Jake says, Kate, what good movies have you seen lately? I know that Thursday is usually when you do your movie review. What movies would you recommend? I haven't seen. I saw the, I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw. The last movie I saw was this Italian movie that I got sucked into. It was something that we reviewed on the cheap movie review thing, and it was Tilda Swinton was in it, and it was called I Am Love. And it had beautiful scenes from Italy. It just made you want to go to Italy, pretty much. Just chuck it all, get on a plane, and go to Italy. But I wouldn't really recommend it unless you speak Italian or you can kind of get the intrigue with this family and this woman who chucks her life and hooks up with a younger guy. So I wouldn't put that way up there. I'd say Iron Man 2. I saw Iron Man 2. I didn't know what Iron Man 1, the first one, was really about. And then I went to see it and I got it. Oh, yeah, the comic book thing. And I liked it. And so then I went to see 2, and I would recommend 2. And there's some other movies that are coming out that I want to see. The Last Airbender, I want to see that probably because of my nephew and that whole Avatar thing. But that's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen it, though. It came out 5 days ago or so, right before the 4th of July holiday. Other than that, there's some good things coming up, like the next Wall Street with Michael Douglas, because that's been, gosh, I think that's been over 20-some years. And I think it'd be fun to see him reprise that role of Gordon Gekko. But that's not out yet. I don't believe that comes out for at least a couple of months. Good question. You can email me your stuff at americatonight.net.